This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. Taylor Bush could have spent the holidays with her family. Instead, she chose to head into a disaster area. Bush just flew back to Denver from coastal New Jersey, where she helped residents recover from Superstorm Sandy. She's 21 and serving with the National Civilian Community Corps. It's part of AmeriCorps. I asked Bush to set the scene for us.
In New Jersey, there were a lot of islands that we worked on. And being that there was little electricity, we could only be in the work area for a certain time. So there were big, huge police barricades and identity checks. And it seemed more like a crime scene than a disaster zone. But I guess in the same sense, a disaster is a crime. It robs people of their houses, all of their belongings, their sense of home and comfort.
You mentioned having just a short window to do your work.
Yes, being that looting was so terrible in the days following the storm, there were police barricades on all the islands, and we could only work from 8 to 4.
Because of some kind of curfew?
That was the curfew for the island.
You were in Lavalette, New Jersey, which is on a kind of barrier peninsula, and it's not far from some of the iconic images we've seen of, like, the roller coaster that was just kind of inundated by the storm.
Yes. From the houses that we worked at, mostly if we walked to the end of the street where the boardwalk was, we could see the roller coaster still in the water.
Can you describe for us just the first sights that you saw when you were, I guess you take a bridge onto
yes.
the island?
And just over the bridge where the large sign for the amusement park was, there were piles of trash and drywall and insulation and belongings. And as we get further into the island, there were houses turned on their foundation and boats in backyards, pieces of the boardwalk that had flown from the beach into homes. And it just looked like someone cut open a trash bag and just dumped it atop the city. It was everywhere.
You talk about belongings. What do you mean, belongings?
There were yearbooks. There were children's toys, clothing. Any and everything in a home was in someone's trash pile.
What was going through your mind when you saw all that?
Going into the island the first day, it was mainly a sense of confusion. How do these people know what's theirs?
And what was the work that you did?
Mainly, our team did mucking and gutting of houses, which was taking out the drywall and the insulation and the flooring and any appliances or furniture.
This is just stuff that had been soaked?
Yes, stuff that had been soaked, moldy, anything wet we took out of the home. So the homeowner could have a clean slate, per se. We shoveled sand, we shoveled debris, we shoveled anything in the way.
Were you surprised by just how bad the damage was?
I was thoroughly surprised. I looked in all the houses. I made it a point to see where the water line was and how deep it would have been if a homeowner was standing in it. There were some that were ankle high and there were others that were above the shoulders. And the mold is just rampant all over everything.
You know, people may hear this and think, isn't this the work of, you know, insurance companies?
Actually, it's not the work of the insurance company. The homeowner has to make a way for the insurance company to come check the damage.
This is really in the earliest stages of recovery that you were a part of.
Yes, there were actually many homes that we were the first people there. Their homeowners had not been there.
Tell me about a storm victim you were able to meet.
There was a nice lady named Louise. Her house was under 4 feet of water. And we had to take out all of her hardwood flooring, all of her appliances from her kitchen, and 4 feet of drywall. She stayed with us the whole time. Anytime we were in her house, she was there working also. And she actually owned a restaurant that was destroyed by Sandy. And she told us to all come back when everything was cleaned up and to come eat with her.
How do you think this experience changed you, if at all?
I can definitely say I'm more grateful and aware of what I do have. I'm also more aware of how quickly it can be taken away, how everything is a gift and not an opportunity and not something that I'm owed.
What are your next projects? You still have time left in your service to AmeriCorps.
I'll be in Independence, Missouri, working with the Habitat for Humanity, building houses.
That's 21-year-old Taylor Bush, who's based in Denver with the National Civilian Community Corps. Now, while she was mucking and gutting homes in New Jersey, fellow Corps member Alex Orange was doing similar work on New York's Long Island in communities like Long Beach, Oceanside, and the Rockaways. He recalls cutting damaged sheetrock out of homes.
And above that, while we're working, there's family pictures and paintings. And we're just sitting there and we get a good glimpse of these families and the families we're working at by looking at these pictures.
Orange is a team leader at AmeriCorps, which means showing the other young people what kind of work they'll be doing. In one case, scuttling into crawl spaces and removing insulation. But to do that, Orange had to get past a big fear.
Learn how to overcome my claustrophobia and crawl under a house and remove insulation for a full day and be extremely uncomfortable, but extremely satisfied at the same time.
Not an environment a claustrophobe would run to, exactly.
I actually dove in there first since I was the team lead, and I just got really anxious. But I felt like I needed to set the example of being under there.
Orange says his next assignment with AmeriCorps will be closer to home.
I'll be working with the USDA Forest Service, Arapahoe National Forest and Roosevelt National Forest in Fort Collins, Colorado. Me and my team will be trained as Type 2 wildland firefighters and help do fire mitigation in the area.
That's Alex Orange and earlier Taylor Bush, young people with the National Civilian Community Corps. They're back in Denver after doing Superstorm Sandy relief work in New York and New Jersey.